WRUT, Rutland.
Social Security needs help. I'm Gil Gross with an information update. It's been talked about for a long time. It's been predicted a day would come when there would not be enough money left in the Social Security fund that pays old age and survivor benefits. Well, the New York Times reports that day is here, and that in November, that particular Social Security fund will have to borrow money from two other Social Security funds that are a little better heeled. Though this gets Social Security over the hump for November, there's still no long-range solution to the problem. That awaits a report from a commission appointed by President Reagan, which plans to make some recommendations after the elections. A UN agency that controls who uses what shortwave radio frequencies votes today on whether Israel should be expelled from the agency. The United States is threatening to cut off funds to any part of the UN that gives the boot to Israel. Lebanon's new president will speak at the UN today, and Washington correspondent Charles Van Dyke says that president meets our president tomorrow.
Some foreign policy and some domestic politics are ahead of the president this week. Mr. Reagan will put out the welcome mat for Lebanese leader Jamal, who flies into town later today for tomorrow's White House meeting. And later in the week, the president flies to the Midwest to help out some Republicans who are waging close battles for their political lives.
Mr. Reagan's trying to keep his working majority of Republicans and conservative Democrats in control of the House. Former First Lady Bess Truman died this morning in Kansas City. Harry Truman was once asked if his election in 1948 was his greatest day. He said no. It was when his childhood sweetheart Bess agreed to marry him. Bess Truman was 97 years old. This is news from RKO. Dozens of arrests have been reported at an anti-draft demonstration at Selective Service headquarters in Washington, D.C. The protesters had hoped to keep workers from entering the building, but very few demonstrators showed up, and the ones who did were kept across the street by police. A doctor claims that women in Great Britain may be greatly deluded by claims being made for test tube births. London correspondent Richard Davies tells us why.
One of Britain's best-known gynecologists says women who want test tube babies can become the victims of a confidence trick. Dr. Robert Winston believes many women have been misled by experts. He has told a medical conference in London that only 3% of women who have the operations become pregnant. The surgery is expensive and can be painful. But Dr. Winston says that some women, desperate for babies, have wasted their money. I'm Richard Davies in London.
A trial begins in Norway today for the former manager of a nursing home. Arnfinn Nesset is charged with murdering 25 patients as well as stealing their money. Pre-trial exams found Nesset to be sane. A plane never certified to carry more than 10 people had 14 on board when it crashed while trying to take off in Taft, California. Everyone on board died. Inspectors suspect it was just too heavy to get off the ground. The matter of what happens to matter when it changes its form may not matter to you, but it matters to Cornell University's Kenneth Wilson, who won the Nobel Prize for Physics today, and as a matter of fact, the $157,000 that goes with it, which is no small matter, no matter how you look at it. This is an information update via satellite from RKO.